2 days ago, you inherited a house deep in a dark wooded forest. It has a big oak desk for writing, bright copper cookware, and a stone fireplace that warms you in the evening. The wind and snow swirl outside your windows tonight, but your blankets and crackling fire make you feel like protected royalty, safe and warm. But something strange happens when you write in your journal before bed. Accusatory words appear on the page that you didn't write in an ominous red ink. And when you blink your eyes, the words have vanished from the paper. Your fatigue outweighs your fear, and you head to bed, telling yourself that it was a trick of the mind. But sleep doesn't come, and you hear the voice of a woman whispering in your ear. The fire flames flicker, but your room feels cold. You rest well, betrayer. Betrayer. Traitor. Oh, so now you wake, when you can hear me. Now you're scared? Aww, you look so small in your bed. I see your eyes darting across your bedroom. How quaint, betrayer. Did you think you could just come back without consequence? That I would welcome you and your traitorous soul with open arms? I could make the sparks from the fire find your bed sheets, so listen well. No, you're not listening. You're talking. This... What did I say? I said I would set fire to your bed while you slept. Don't make me repeat myself. I'm very cross. No, earlier. I said, did you think that you could just come back? What? I don't have time for your games or your tricks. I'm almost 100 years old. You can't... Come get a better look at you. Fine. But you're supposed to be scared of me. You shouldn't invite me closer when you don't know what I am. I'm very powerful and angry. There's a thin line between love and hate. You taught me that. Move over. Just because you can't see me doesn't mean I don't take up space. And I deserve a space beside you. What am I looking at? You know I've always admired your eyes. The way your collarbone sticks out. The way your shoulders are rounded. You know this. You can't win me over this way. I won't forgive you just because you let me admire you for as long as I wish. What do you think I've done while you're sleeping? Or when you write by the fire? I like watching the flames dance in your pupils. You... Wait. I see it now. You're so youthful. How did I not notice? You look like a babe in the woods. What has happened? Is that why you left? To go find the secret of youth? You were never vain. No, don't toy with me. I'll wrap this blanket around your precious throat and suffocate you, youthful glow or not. I will listen to you. Fine. Only because I am intrigued. It doesn't mean anything. An inheritance? No. From an older relative. They left and then... Oh. Passed on. And you're their kin. You'd have to be for how closely you resembled each other. Oh. I think denial clouded my vision. Of course. They didn't abandon me. They sent me you, so I wouldn't be lonely. Oh, of course. I've made a terrible first impression, haven't I? Oh, I see you reaching for me. Here, I'm good at moving blankets. Let me make it up to you, stranger. I can guard you and keep you safe and warm each night. Forgive my outburst, my delusion. I didn't see you for the gift that you are. What is it you've just said? I like that. We suffer more in our own minds than we ever do in reality. So you're wise as well as charming? Are you also forgiving? I'm sorry for tormenting you, for threatening you. It's not in my nature. Ah, you're very gracious. Do you like to talk? I love to cuddle. The blankets are the easiest to move. I promise you, I'm kinder than the harsh winds outside. I know a few things as well. I'm very old. Oh, it is so good to have company again. I was so scared at the thought of another winter alone. Here, let me hug you. I will keep you warm tonight. Thank you for coming here. This is so exciting. I get to learn everything about you. And you can learn things about me too, if you want. All right, that's enough excitement for one night. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath and try to rest. I'll see you tomorrow night. Good night.